Welcome to episode 321 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. As always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Morning.
A little less excited than last week.
Yeah. Well, I suppose a little less, just a little less.
A little less enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah. Not quite as much excitement about the day as I had last week.
Speaking of excitement, producer Gerald behind the glass.
Boom.
All excitement all the time.
Yeah, he's just a crazy ball. He's like a hamster. He's always excited.
I had a hamster when I was younger.
Did you kill it?
No, I didn't. I bought a one male hamster from the pet store.
Uh-huh.
Who, shortly after bringing home and setting up a perfect habitat, delivered a litter of baby hamsters.
Cool.
And then I didn't realize that they would all then engage in intercourse with each other.
So that you ended up with like 57 hamsters.
So then I tried to separate family groups in order to keep them from...
Inbreeding.
Next thing you know, 20 hamster cages, 500 hamster babies. I was selling the hamster babies to the pet store at such a high rate that the pet store's like, we'll let you know when we need some more.
Mm.
So I was in the hamster business for a while.
I got you. Here's my question, though. Why did you not take steps prior to the point of having so many that you suddenly couldn't get rid of them all anymore?
Well, I thought I had a good thing going.
Mm. How old were you?
Middle school.
There's your problem.
So they were Siberian dwarf hamsters, if you want to get a real look at them. Well, that little baby one's adorable, but they're Siberian dwarf hamsters, and several pet stores were purchasing them from me.
Mm-hmm.
And the going rate was $3 to $4, depending on the store. That's what they look like.
Right.
$3 to $4 per store, and I could crank out, you know, some hamsters. Once I got them in family groups, and I got non-family members to mate with, they were, it was a good thing. And then they stopped, so I separated everything.
Right.
And eventually just posted an ad at the local grocery store on the cork board. It just said free hamsters.
Yeah, it always ends up there, doesn't it?
So I gave away all the way down to where I just had a hamster per cage, and then I posted free hamster with cage. And gave away the hamsters with the cage all the way down to one.
Did you keep the one?
Yeah, I kept the one. Actually, I kept the two. I kept the one of the babies, one of the original babies and the mama that was supposed to be the daddy.
Mm.
Look at that one. I didn't keep the dad. I'll tell you, there was a black one that was the original Papa Bear that I got once I realized what was happening and I could sell him. And he was cruel. You had to get the babies out quick with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he would just eat them.
Ooh, that ain't nice.
You had to watch him. He was a biter, too.
We don't like a biter hamster.
Yeah, I ran a hamster entrepreneur.
I'm actually not a fan of biters in any aspect of my existence, honestly. Yeah, but
also not a fan. But yeah, I ran an empire.
Was it an empire?
Yeah, I probably had like 15 cages in all seriousness.
Is it really an empire, though?
No, it was. I brought in tens of hundreds of dollars.
Tens of hundreds of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Look at you.
It was my...
You're a regular Jeff Bezos over here.
Yeah. It was my first attempt at running a small business, and I think it went rather well.
Yes.
So that's a fun fact that...
Entrepreneurial spirit young.
Yeah, I think that's the first time I've talked about the hamster... My hamster legacy on the show.
Well, my first entrepreneurial venture got me suspended from school. So, because I thought that the trafficking in fireworks.
See, that's a little illegal.
Would be a good.
I want to pause real quick. Whatever fucking Gerald just clicked on, that thing's not real. That monkey on the finger.
Monkey on the finger.
Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, it's not real.
Where's the monkey on the finger?
Look at that. That's not real.
Which one? How do you... It might be.
That's not real.
Well, that's definitely not a Siberian dwarf hamster, but...
That's not real. Everyone on Earth would have a cage full of those if that was a thing.
I don't know. Monkeys toss their shit around, man. Nobody wants that.
That size monkey's shit wouldn't be bigger than M&M.
I still don't want to clean it up, and they're still going to throw it. You know where it ends up?
You could catch.
It's a baby marmoset monkey. Oh, so it's not, that's not a full grown monkey.
Yeah, but Seethos are so much bigger than that one.
Well, that's because they're grown up at this point.
They photoshopped that one. Look at that little thing.
Yeah, a baby marmoset monkey.
Whoa. Whoa, what happened there? It had a different head on it for a second. I don't think that's real. Go ahead with your fireworks endeavor, though.
No, but then they grow up to be like in that TV show Friends. That's what Ross's monkey was in the first couple seasons, was a marmoset. It was just a full-grown marmoset monkey. Oh, yeah, I got suspended from school for a week, but I did make some good money.
Now, you only sold for a week?
No, I sold for about 3 weeks. But what happened was, is one of my customers thought it'd be funny to blow up a toilet in a boy's bathroom and then rat me out. So
Narc.
So, yeah. Regular Gerald we got going on over there.
Did he then try to... Did he then try to purchase from you later?
No.
And you inform him that you no longer do business with him?
No, no. I no longer did business at all at that point.
Closed up shop. Where were you acquiring the product from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Because they're actually illegal here.
So you guys sell the lame packs, like the shrink wrapped?
You can get those from Pennsylvania here. It's they're illegal, but not illegal. Like, if they want to arrest you for it, they probably can. But they never do.
Well, like in Kentucky, across the line where I grew up, like, you can only get the shrink wrap packs there of, like, the lame fireworks. You can't buy, like, singles.
Yeah, you can't buy, like, you can't buy anything in New York. They don't even.
But in Tennessee, you could just buy a fucking cannon.
Right, right. And that's how Pennsylvania is.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't care around here. Light something on fire.
So, yeah, I made I was like a mafia don for a few weeks, it turns out. But then he ratted me out. But see, my parents knew what I was doing. Because I said, hey, I'm going to do this. Because it was, you know, like before. Because here, school goes until the end of June.
Yeah.
Well, I was in like the ninth grade or something. So they start going for sale like 3 months before. And I'm like, hey, get me some because I'm going to sell some to people at school.
So this was parent approved?
Yeah. I mean, they I don't know if it was approved. They knew I was doing it and they thought that was old enough to make those decisions. And maybe they just wanted to champion my entrepreneurial spirit. I don't know. But it turns out the school didn't see it that way. Ooh, here it goes.
So did you see the video before this?
No, I did not.
So this is how I expected it to go, right? Nothing happened right there. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe it did at the bottom there. This first psychopath that he shows a video of right here, it blows the side out of it. But he's not a psychopath because he blows the side out of it, the firecracker in the toilet. He's a psychopath because he lights it with a fucking torch.
With a propane torch. That's fucking sweet.
Jesus, what are you trying to make happen?
Oh.
Yeah, that's not how I thought that a firework in the toilet worked. I didn't think it blew the side out like that.
It can, yes.
Why would you light it with a torch-o-matic there?
Why would you put it in the toilet? Why would you destroy your own toilet?
I like to watch the world burn, you know?
Some people do.
Maybe he was maybe he was doing some home renovation.
And just could be. Like, when we have to tear a wall down so they do all kinds of funky shit to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, throw darts at it and karate chop it and start beating on it with a baseball bat. Yeah, I guess. Oh, here comes another one.
Oh, he's got a big one. That's a big fatty.
Yeah, it's balanced. Cherry on bomb. The top. That's an M1000 right there.
He's putting it in the back.
I know, I'm a fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you do that?
Probably because he's got wood paneling up right there. He's upset.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Looks
anymore.
Like carpet too. Is that carpet in the bathroom?
I think so.
That's unacceptable. That's tile.
It is tile. Yeah, yeah. No carpet in the bathroom is. Yeah, it's just kind of a no go.
You're just asking for trouble if you put carpet in the bathroom.
Rather than carpet, I would go as low as rolling linoleum. Roll out linoleum.
Oh, that's better than carpet for sure. But everything's better than carpet. I never got off on the destruction. Like, nothing about blowing a toilet up or destroying anything sounds good to me.
Yeah, destruction was never fun for me. You know, like, I had friends who, like, would build pipe bombs. We're going to go blow up a stump. I'm like, cool, that sounds stupid. That doesn't do anything for me. Yeah, I've never been a big fireworks guy either. Or firecrackers or any of that. You know, I know people that go out and spend, like, thousands and thousands of dollars for a party for fucking 4th of July or whatever, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
The great thing about that, though, is that they can't enjoy them without me being able to also enjoy them.
I guess, but...
They go blow them up, but I can just watch from my house. It didn't cost a dime.
But it's just so... It blows my mind.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't understand. I have no desire to, like, ever light off fireworks or firecrackers.
As someone who does... has been known to shoot off. You can't even like get just a little bit like you see those guys that are spending thousands of dollars. If you just want to do a little like tiny fraction, like maybe three of those big giant like mortar bulbs that explode up, it's like $100+.
Right.
They're so expensive. So super expensive.
And it blows my mind. It's literally stuff that you can't even, like, there's not even time to do anything with it. It just literally explodes, makes colors and fire, and it's gone.
Yeah. That guy was being safe. He had a safety vest on.
He did. And I think he had safety glasses on.
If you're going to blow up a toilet, be safe, folks. Put a safety vest on.
But don't blow up a toilet.
Unless you know, the kind of blowing up that you do weekly. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Unless you're Taco Belling it up.
Ooh, I love Taco Bell. Shout out to Taco Bell.
Unless it's a Taco Bell after party.
Yeah, snake bite fries. You seen those? No. Rattlesnake fries, I think they call them.
No. What are those?
Let's get a picture of these rattlesnake fries. You're going to like them, I think. I haven't had them yet because work has been crazy for me, so.
I haven't even heard of them.
There they are. There they are, the rattlesnake. The third one. Yep.
So just the nacho fries with...
Nacho fries with nacho cheese sauce on them, jalapenos, and steak.
Mmm.
Rattlesnake.
I don't think that's me.
Yeah, it's good. It's for sure good.
I refuse to eat steak at Taco Bell. I don't eat anything steak at Taco Bell.
Well, even if you're eating steak at Taco Bell, you're not eating steak at Taco Bell.
But, nah, I just don't. Like, I'll go chicken, I'll go ground beef. I'm no steak.
I haven't had steak there in forever. Look at this picture.
Right, see? That's the after party I
was talking
about.
Taco Bell doesn't give me that problem.
No?
I can eat Taco Bell and just be totally fine. I think I've built up a tolerance.
Could be.
Yeah, so I like it. I like a good Taco Bell. I like to do it weekly.
I eat the Taco Bell weekly.
It's part of my training.
But I don't usually change up my menu much.
Ooh, really? I always go for the new thing plus an old staple.
Like, sometimes I'll go with a box, one of the boxes of some sort. At that point, I'll try maybe a new one. Other than that, it's usually like a chicken quesadilla meal.
Yeah, the chicken quesadilla is on point. I'll tell you, though, the Chupa Chalupa cravings box is pretty good.
It is. The Chalupa. But here, see, I have to be careful when I go to Taco Bell. And... this comes after years and years of experience, and I'm saving some of you listeners from this if you haven't had this happen at Taco Bell. I don't like tomatoes. Okay? So I have to order things without tomatoes because I've come to find out over my many years of experience that even if you tell Taco Bell no tomatoes, they put tomatoes on your shit. And I can't have that.
They're bad about it. Also, I hope whatever you're pulling up here isn't actually a thing, the Cheetos quesadilla.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I make a point. Like I say, the Chalupa's cravings box. So the only thing, and you live and you learn with this, the only thing that has tomatoes in it in that cravings box is the Chalupa itself.
Yes.
So I usually just make a point to say I don't want tomatoes on anything, and I know they're on the Chalupa. That way they look.
Hmm.
But I also can just pick them off. I can just pick them off. That's the double Chalupa box. Now, the Chalupa box is a Chalupa, a five-layer, a soft taco or a hard taco, cinnamon twist, and a drink for $5. It's a deal.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There it is. There it is. $5. Yes, I've gotten that before. Yep. I have gotten that.
Now, this is a professional because he doesn't have tomatoes on his.
I know. He's doing it right.
He's a professional. He also has some very green lettuce that looks almost Photoshopped.
And it's, well, that's an advert. It's an advert picture. So it's got to look good.
You think that's their picture? That one had a hand model in it. You see that?
I did.
Now, I don't like Baja Blast. Fuck Baja Blast.
No, I'm not a Baja Blast guy either. Straight up regular Mountain Dew for me, my friend. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I drink is they have that Sobe Life water.
Mm-hmm.
At the one I go to. I like that. I also like the Mountain Dew Kickstart. Now, where do you fall on the Kickstart?
I do like Kickstart. Black Cherry Kickstart.
Oh, I like the orange one.
I like orange. I like orange, yeah. Too. But my preference is Black Cherry, then orange, then grape.
Have you had the Black Label
Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
I have not.
Can you find a can of this Black Label? I think that's what it's called.
I've seen it.
Oh, it's really good. You should get it. I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Huh.
They have a white label and a black label? Or a white can and black? Yeah, that one.
Yeah, black I've never label. Had that, no.
I've never had the green one there. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the green label.
Oh.
That black one's really good, though. It's like it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Kickstart, the one that you like.
The black cherry one?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I really like that black cherry Kickstart.
Kickstart is something that I only find at gas stations and Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah. There's no other place that has it.
I see it at Walmart.
Well, I don't do proper grocery shopping, but I was talking about like a place that I would go, a venue.
Oh.
Like a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've never seen the Kickstart anywhere else either.
Yeah, I like
except
that
except for one. Like in stores and a Taco Bell.
Does that benefit from being a Mountain Dew product? It doesn't need to be.
I don't know, perhaps.
Go back to those game fuels. They got new game fuels out, and they're also calling those Mountain Dew. Like they're spreading that a little thin.
They're Mountain Dew game fuel. My my nephew loves those. I think he likes the red one.
They had a variety pack yesterday at the store that I went to.
Did you get it?
Mm-mm. No. I don't drink a lot of soda. I will say I tried the vanilla orange Coke recently.
Oh, yuck.
I'm okay with it.
Vanilla orange?
Vanilla orange Coke.
So it's like a dreamsicle.
It's the orange is more of almost like a fragrance. You don't get a lot of orange out of it. It tastes like a vanilla Coke with an orange fragrance.
Okay.
It's refreshing.
If you live in
Kentucky/Tennessee, you should also drink a late one, also called L8.
L8?
Yeah.
I don't think we have that here.
No, it's super regional.
Oh, got
it. It's only Kentucky and part of Tennessee, I think.
Got it. Got it.
Search for a late one soda.
I actually don't drink. I don't drink much soda anymore either.
I don't drink hardly any soda, but if I'm going to reach for one, I like these. I don't like them in a can. They come in a glass bottle. You can get them in a can, but you shouldn't. They come in a glass bottle, and that's how you should drink them. They're very, very good. They're like a... if you like ginger ale, they're good.
Mm.
They're kind of like a ginger ale and a Sprite had a baby. And they're pretty good.
Interesting.
A late one soda. A late one.
A late one. A late one soft drink.
So, but everybody calls it L8 because that's what the logo looks like.
Right.
But it's a late one.
Yeah, L8.
Take everything off there, but that's that second green one. That's some nonsense there. Some dyed or some other thing, and there's a red one that's suspect. But that green one, that second green one, that's where it's at if you find that anywhere.
Ooh, that red one? I don't know.
You think that red one looks good?
I would try it. I'm a cherry guy. I remember way back when I was a kid, they used to have these things in New York called New York Seltzer Waters.
You ever drink Cheerwine?
I have not.
Really?
Gerald, look up New York. There you go.
Cheerwine is like a, almost got a Robitussin flavor to it.
Ooh.
It's a cherry drink,
though.
I don't
know about that. There they are.
Oh, those look super medical.
There they are.
Oh, my God. Those look like something a doctor would give you back in the day.
That one on the end there, that is that the black cherry one? That's the best one. Yep, black cherry. The root beer was pretty good too.
Are those like what the kids drink now? The LaCroix?
Oh, I don't know.
Did it taste like LaCroix?
No, they were. It just tasted like seltzer water with a little bit of the flavoring in it.
That's gross.
Honestly, it was good. No, they were good. LaCroix. We used to suck those things down.
Yeah, look at LaCroix. That's the hipster drink.
Oh, yeah, LaCroix. I don't drink LaCroix.
Well, last soda we're going to talk about. Search for Cheerwine. I want you to... Now, you can get this at Bojangles on tap. So I want to be clear for anyone that has a Bojangles close, if you want to try a Cheerwine.
I don't think we have a Bojangles. I don't think we have any Bojangles here.
Oh, really? That's a cherry drink. So you might like it, but I will tell you, if you just think about Robitussin when you drink it, that's what it reminds me of.
Like cherry Robitussin?
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you also, you can get a country ham biscuit and a bow round while you're there and put that Cheerwine with it. It's quite the combo.
Hmm.
I like the Cheerwine. I'm not down
actually, in it. Actually, there might be one in town, but it's way over on the other side of town.
Look how it just says legend right there on the label.
It does say legend. Cheerwine knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, we're legendary. We got
this. This is us.
I don't know where that's at, but I have to assume it's a Bojangles because I've never seen it on anywhere else.
Cheerwine.
Look, that even says famous chicken and biscuits. Like, that's sure definitely does. A Bojangles. Without oh, Cheerwine popsicles.
Huh. Yeah.
Huh. Food Line, so that's probably out of business.
Yeah. Is there still one in over by you?
Mm-mm. Nope.
There used to be the one over on the corner of...
Yep.
And it's out?
Yep.
This is just a matter of time.
We're getting a new Aldi's.
Ooh.
Opens on the 12th.
Where's it at?
Kind of over there where the old one's at.
Oh.
Food Line. Remember, here's the only thing I remember about Food Line is they had that bad meat repackaging controversy go down.
Yep.
Oh, maybe it is still open.
It says it's still there.
On Madison Street.
Over there by Woody's. Woody's and Wendy's.
I don't think that's still there. It's a walk-in clinic?
No, it's Food Line.
Yeah, I don't think that's still there.
Okay. I'll just take your word for it.
That's a doctor's care walk-in clinic. Gerald says it's open, but he doesn't know. That's a walk-in clinic. He's been going to the doctor's office to buy food. It's still there. Maybe the sign's still there. That's the Kmart Food Line empty giant building with the Wendy's in the parking lot.
Yeah, I remember that. The Kmart was there too.
So work has been absolutely insane. So I've only got to play Rocket League a couple nights. Mm-hmm. And then I've just been playing a ton of Merge Dragons on my cell phone.
Merge Dragons?
Merge Dragons. Hmm. And I kind of love that game. It's a mobile game. It's a mobile-ass mobile game, so it's got all the free-to-play stuff that you'd have to buy, I guess, if you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I've never spent any money on it, and I love it. It's real good. It's a new twist on, like, a match three game. So,
okay.
If you just look up Merge Dragons and you see any picture, any three things you can drag and merge, and they become something else, but you're building up, like, your home base, and there's these levels you play through, it's real good. I suggest anyone who plays mobile games, check it out. I think in the first 5 minutes, you'll know if you want to play it or if you want to be done with it. So it's not a big investment to see if you like it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
I don't think I want to play it.
It's really good.
Doesn't sound like me.
It's not one you should play unless you want to have to check it like 12 times a day.
Yep, not me.
The cool thing is you can check it and, 5 minutes, you can do everything you need to do and then let it go again. Gerald gave it thumbs down, but I won't acknowledge that because he loves everything free to play.
He says he doesn't like it.
He also made a comment this week about how he platinum like 87 games already this year.
He did.
They were
all
free, which is not true because I paid for some of those.
Right.
So I want to clarify that too.
To be fair, they were free to him. I clarified that. I understood your concern because they weren't free. Because, yes, somebody paid for a couple.
That was like a child's definition of free right there.
Now, that I will. Yes, I will agree with you on that. That was definitely a 7-year-old. It was free.
No, I didn't even have to pay anything for these. I'm like, I spent $100 on those, Gerald. I was at work
just laughing my ass off at that as soon as he said they were all free. And the first thing I was thinking was, wait a minute, a couple of those are Ryan's. We're going to hear about this. Sure enough, 5 minutes later, free, LOL, or whatever the fuck it was you said.
He said, played 11 games this year, 8 platinums, and won 100%. And then we have a little back and forth. He said, all free games too, LOL. And I said, kind of free.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't. Yeah, see, that's perfect right there. Free conditions apply.
Yeah.
That was the kind of free that it was. I was like, let's calm down a little bit with the free. Let's relax just a little bit with the free.
But they were free for him, so I kind of get what he's saying.
That's a lot of platinums for 2019. Congrats on that.
Yeah. I do not have that in me to want to do that.
You can melt all those platinum trophies down and do nothing with them.
Uh-huh.
Buy nothing.
So, I've been very busy as well. So, I played a little bit of Rocket League. I only got to play like 8 hours of the division beta, so I didn't get much of that in.
Is it enough for you to get the weapon or whatever it was?
Yeah. I got like 2 of the 4 things. I didn't get into the end game stuff.
Oh, you didn't even get all 4, huh?
No, I didn't get all 4.
How do you feel about that?
I'm a little let down, but
yeah.
I mean, it's the constraints of life. What am I going to do? That's the worst thing I got going on in my life is I didn't get 2 of the free things for the beta. Then everything's going okay.
Now, did you receive the Chips Ahoy controller?
I did.
Yet? Was it just a regular controller?
It is not Sea of Thieves. No. Okay. It's just a regular controller.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I think I might have it right here.
Is it a white one?
It's a white one.
Okay. And a digital copy of Sea of Thieves?
Yes.
That's cool. That's really free, Gerald.
Yeah, that's how free works.
Not really though, because you bought the cookies, so it's all.
Well,
it's all a mess.
So okay, so it's kind of free.
Yeah. Now, if it looked like that, where it said Chips Ahoy, I would have made you an offer on it already.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, we'll go with kind of free because I'm not going to put it out over the airwaves, but kind of free. We'll just go with kind of free.
Kind of free. I think kind of free's okay.
I believe text messages may have been involved.
You don't want to commit to anything that would have you be locked up.
Right.
Now who sent the alleged text message? Because maybe you owe them the controller. Is that why it can't go out over the airwaves?
I'm not going into that either.
I don't think it was me, but I think I know who it was.
It wasn't you.
But I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Well, that only leaves one person, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
More or less.
Yeah, not producer Gerald either, for anyone that's listening wants to wager a guess. Yeah, so we haven't really played anything.
Oh, I played some more Far Cry New Dawn, too, skipping through that, picking up some trophies.
Did you beat that yet? You're not
pretty close to it? No, I'm picking up other trophies for doing stuff before I finish it. Because once I finish it, I'll be done. So.
Ooh, that thing looks good. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to keep drumming away at Rocket League. Nothing is blowing me away right now. I think I'm going to pick up the Yoshi's Crafted World for Switch.
I got 2 more days and I'm back in the swing of things in the division. So.
The division's doing that wacky ass like 17 release dates thing too, huh?
Yeah, but I pre-ordered the Ultimate Edition, so I pick it up on Tuesday.
Look how good that Yoshi looks.
Nintendo's looks like Yoshi.
Nintendo's got a damn good art style. Or styles, I should say. They really
styles.
They understand how to take what they're working with and make that's why their games hold up so good, because they don't rely on the power or the graphics. They're charming.
They are charming games.
They're charming. Like everything that you and I love right now, like Rocket League will look like doo-doo in 15 years.
Probably.
The Division will look like doo-doo in 15 years, but something on the Switch is still going to look great in 15 years if it was made by Nintendo, because it doesn't rely on that.
Right. I agree with that.
Nintendo almost gets a free pass.
I mean, look at Metroid. Looks Super Mario Brothers. They still look.
Super Mario Brothers 3 is incredible looking for what they were working with.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible. Let's just jump into it. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We get together every week. Sometimes we play video games, so we'll talk about them. Sometimes we talk about regional beverages. You know,
sometimes
we talk about seltzer water. We talk about cheer wine and a light one.
A light one, also known as L8.
Yeah, also AKA L8. And sometimes that's what we talk about. But if you love that so much you can't stand it, tell a friend about it. Tell a brother, a sibling, a sister. Some guy you met at the gym who won't stop talking to you, tell him what's up. Tell him about the show and then pop the earbuds in so that he then gets the message to both listen and to stop talking to you.
That's right. That way they too can be picking up what we're putting down.
Yeah. Good. A chatty gym rat wants to talk to you while you're pumping iron. I know a lot about the gym. You can tell.
If that's your thing. Yes. Ryan is without doubt a gym rat.
An aficionado.
Yeah, he's a gym aficionado. he's a runner, a jogger, really big on the cardio.
Love cardio.
Yep, he's big on it.
Yep. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, how am I going to get my cardio today?
I know. He'll just wake up in the morning and be like, you know what? I'm going to do an Ironman.
Yeah. I've got a hat of cardio activities. I just reach in and draw one out.
Yeah. This guy's got a gazillion 13.5 stickers on the back of his truck. Yeah.
I flex and I say today's an adventure and then I just go at it.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah. Hey, that guy just did a thing, though, man. Look at that. That's a big boy getting up and at him.
I know.
I ain't mad at that guy.
Doing some parkour.
Yeah, that is parkour used as loosely as possible. That is a big guy tumbling. But yeah, so if you like it that much, you tell your friend at the gym about it, your non-friend at the gym about it. That would be great. Also, if you like it so much and your pockets are overflowing with cash, you can support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch. Put a little bit in the tip jar, you know, some change, some loose pocket change, you know, whatever you got, some singles, some Washingtons.
You got some. Just don't put those cards in there that are like one ticket to heaven or whatever.
Yeah, or the get out of jail free cards. That's another card.
Yeah, those two.
Don't drop a business card in. You're not going to win a lunch.
But, you know, like when people leave for a tip, sometimes the little like invitations to their church or whatever. Don't do that.
I don't think Patreon allows that, if we're being totally clear.
That's good.
I think they actually, I believe it has to be a Washington or above.
Ooh.
So, yeah, but we definitely appreciate the support over there. Remember, you don't have to do that, but if you can... and you want to, that's awesome.
I just want to let everybody know I'm having a cramp right now.
Is it in the calf?
No, it's in my thigh.
Okay. Is it a...
So I'm working through it.
Yeah.
I think I'm maintaining my composure quite well.
You've got a certain urgency in your voice, though.
Honestly, good.
That's not normally there.
Right, because I don't want it to go away. Urgently.
You want to keep the cramp?
No, I want it to go away.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You all right?
Where are we at?
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with everybody. I thought I do think I maintain my composure quite well.
I catch them in my calf sometimes.
Do you? Not my calf. I get them in my thigh every once and again.
And my first thought is always, I'm just going to punch through this drywall.
Right.
Because that'll at least distract me for a second.
No, mine is always like a quick wish for death. Then yeah. Like, no, but that's probably not right.
Do you love the people who go, you should eat more bananas?
Yeah, you need more potassium in your diet. Shut the fuck up, Karen.
Yeah. Are you a doctor, Karen? You a PhD and I didn't know about it?
Yeah, you need to have more potassium. You need more potassium. You need to be punched in the face more.
Ooh, some of those cramps. Look at that. Those muscles are tight.
Yeah, mine was not that bad.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Well, at all. I guess. I didn't look at it. I don't know.
We're going to jump straight into the news now. Do you dream of a disc-free future?
Well, I don't know if I dream of it, but I'm pretty sure that it's coming. I mean, it's the writing's kind of been on the wall for a bit.
It might be coming sooner rather than later. Because it appears that Microsoft's, like, I don't know if you want to call this a leak, speculation, rumor, but it seems to be lots of people with this same exact rumor. The new system will be called the Xbox One S All Digital Edition.
Which is definitely a very Microsoft on the nose Nintendo name. Title.
This system will be discless, according to everything that's out there. And pre-orders will begin before E3, if everything is to believe. I'll tell you what's happened already with the internet. They're already calling it the Xbox One Sad Edition, which Microsoft should have thought about, because it's the Xbox One S All Digital Edition.
Right. Xbox Sad.
Yeah, they're all. I'm seeing some X-Bone Sads editions out there. And I don't know. I mean, I think people want this. I think this all comes down to price point.
But supposedly, it's supposed to, pre-order is going to be available in April, and then it's going to be available for sale around the world in May.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But this
apparently
is, again,
this is only 2 months out.
Microsoft didn't come out and say all this.
No, they didn't. It's speculation, rumor, whatever.
But everybody has the same rumor and speculation, which leads me to believe it's probably true.
Right.
But yeah, it looks like it's, they don't have a price for it. And I believe this is going to be, I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction here, $149.99, and it will include anywhere from 6 months to a year of Game Pass.
I'm right there with you.
You know, Game Pass is the key here, right? They're selling you a box to buy Game Pass. They're selling you a Fortnite and a Apex Legend box. And
well, it's going to depend. See, the problem is what they're going to have to do, I'm not sure how they're going to do that aspect of it yet. Game Pass is key, but so is Xbox Live.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not going to, you're going to have that to play Fortnite and Apex and all that together.
True.
If you get one, you're going to get the other. I feel like it's a safe bet.
Yeah. You know, so they'll give away one or the other free.
Yeah, well,
Game
give you
Pass
the trial.
Will probably be the 6 to 12 months free, just because that is really what the system will be designed for.
I think you can get 3 months of Game Pass for $1 right now. So there's no reason they can't give away some Game Pass for some length of time and then let people buy. I mean, it's about establishing. I feel comfortable saying it. Microsoft is trying to position themselves as a service company, and this is how you do it. You get a cheap console out and require people to have these things in order to use the box to its fullest potential. And then when we move over to the next generation, you're already carrying a large number of people who have your subscription services. And I'll tell you one thing I would like to see Microsoft do is bundle them up. Let's make Live and Game Pass one thing. Let's up the price a little bit and just make it one thing that you have.
One thing, so you don't need to have all the different.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, let's just make, you know, if Xbox, I don't even know how much Xbox, $60 for a year. Just go ahead and make it $120 for a year.
You think Sony should do the same thing with PS Now and PS Plus?
I'll tell you what, I don't know. Sony is in an interesting spot in that by taking away the Vita and the PS3 games, even if they give you higher caliber PS4 games, you feel like you're getting less of a value.
I agree.
With PlayStation Plus, I mean, they gave you two, I would consider those to be top tier games this month, and everyone complained that they got less.
Right.
So perception is what matters here, and I don't think Sony figured out a good way. I don't know why they didn't give away a VR game, especially when all by all accounts, a huge part of PS5 is going to be AR and VR.
Yeah, they need to, I don't understand either. I agree with that.
They could drop a PS4 game and do one PS4 game and one VR game, whatever they have to build the VR libraries.
I think you will get people upset about, well, I don't have VR. But it's also an enticement to get a VR because all of a sudden, here you are every month. If you've just been downloading them, well, all of a sudden you've got six games you can play.
How much is VR? $200?
I believe you can get it for, I think it was on sale for $179 somewhere this.
So let's say
this past week.
It's $200. They start giving you a VR game every month. And then through the PlayStation Store, you can click a link, takes you to a page where you can buy the VR as a PlayStation Plus member for $50 off.
Yeah.
You know, let's put them in people's homes, you know.
Depends on what bundles you get, too. There's quite a few different bundles out there that you can get. If you want them with a bunch of games or, you know, you want the Move controllers. I don't know. Is there any bundles that come with the AIM controller?
No, I don't believe so.
Man, the AIM controller. Every game needs to use the AIM controller. That is the most intuitive controller I think I have ever used. Period.
It looks silly, but it feels really good in a game.
I think it is the most intuitive controller I have ever used in my existence, full stop.
Controller.
A truller?
You said controller.
I said controller.
Now go back and listen to this thing.
I'm not. Gerald,
can I get a thumbs up on controller?
All right. If I said controller, I said controller. Fucking knew what I meant.
Gerald pulled up Microsoft Word also. I don't know if he saw that.
I know. He keeps doing it more than once. I don't understand why.
Fat Word. Fingers, probably.
Word. It's going vanilla ice on us.
I heard a Microsoft Word joke, but I'll spare everybody. It was okay.
You heard one?
Yeah, this week. It's like a dad joke, but it's pretty good. Yeah, so it looks like it's $199. You got some expensive bundle pulled up. It's like $199. If they did a $50 off plus they gave you a game, I think where Microsoft is wanting to entice people to jump into the services, I think Sony's got to entice people to jump into VR if that's truly where the future is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Their future is going to go.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So they've got this console, this discless console, the Xbox One S All Digital Edition, which is no doubt still going to cause some problems around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people just don't understand. So what they'll do is buy that and then purchase a copy of
a game,
Grand Theft Auto, for little Johnny on disc.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
There's also a key component of this whole thing that people are calling a disc to digital program. Part of this, users can trade in their console disc for digital license to games they already own. The disc to digital program is expected to launch around the same time as the disc free Xbox One's console in May. I don't know.
I don't know about this.
Allegedly, it's going to go down at a Microsoft Store and Best Buy's.
But the only way for it to work, for anybody to use it, is a one-to-one trade.
Right. Now, I'll tell you.
And that doesn't benefit the retailer at all. Well,
it gets you in the store. You might also buy a 4K TV while you're there. The real loser here is GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing about this is beneficial to them.
Right.
They could get more used products to sell to no one.
Well, they're going to have to. GameStop is going to have to adjust themselves now to where their demographic becomes the collector. Otherwise, their business model will no longer make any sense in the next 3 to 5 years. I'd hate to see them go away because there's always going to be that market. You know, maybe they'll need to scale back and close some stores, but I'd hate to see them completely go away because there's always going to be that market for the older games. Nostalgia is going to continue on and on like we see through time. And these things are going to become popular again. I mean, now we're looking at vinyl. People are talking about VHS. So it's always going to be there, but their model has definitely got to change and they need to focus differently.
They definitely need to focus differently. I don't know what their future holds. There's also allegedly a new Fortnite Xbox One in production, or will soon be in production. Right. Unlike the previous bundle that just came with Fortnite, this will actually be painted up Fortnite style, which is interesting since Sony had such a good working relationship with Epic on Fortnite. Mm-hmm. But this will be some sort of a Fortnite edition Xbox. No idea if this is the all digital edition. It would make a lot of sense if it was.
Right.
As a way to sell those to the kiddies. But I'm interested in seeing what that looks like. I tell you what, I think $149 is the price, but if this thing comes out at $99, it's going to be on fire.
Ooh. That'd be crazy.
If it can come in at $100 and you can drop off all your big fucking box of discs at Best Buy and get digital codes for all of it, it's going to get crazy.
I mean, think about it. That's the same price as the fucking PlayStation Classic was.
It's going to get crazy, you know? If they can get that price point. And they lose money on it. But again, this is not to sell consoles. It's to It's to get people Game Pass.
It's to get people into that service.
And Xbox Live.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's all interesting. This is reportedly not all that Microsoft is working on under their Umbrella Scarlet, which is what their development program is called. They also have Anaconda, which is a great name. They should just call it that.
The Xbox Anaconda. Just be
the Xbox Anaconda, which according to Brad Sands, I don't know who the hell that is, probably somewhere in this article. That's the new high-powered Xbox One, which will follow the Xbox One X. The other is the Lockhart, which will be a budget-friendly edition. The Lockhart and Anaconda. That sounds like...
So here's the thing, and we've talked about this before. Are we to that point where we are not going to see 8 to 10 years in a console life? Now we're just going to look at every couple years a minuscule jump?
I mean, it seems that way for... It certainly seems Microsoft. That way for Microsoft. I think, you know, if their plan is services, that makes sense. Now, if you're Sony, you're still, and Nintendo also, you're still making proper systems.
Right.
So it's a little different. You know, obviously, Microsoft is hedging on their services and their xCloud and all that stuff working the way it's supposed to.
And everything working everywhere.
It's very, 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 very likely that we see... Game Pass and probably a tighter relationship with Switch with Nintendo on whatever the next Nintendo console is.
Yeah.
You know, they're obviously are broing it up right now, but I think that grows even more for the future. We got a shout out a little later on that ties into that. But yeah, I think...
oddly enough, I think it's interesting that the... A lot of these decisions that Microsoft are making are very much in the way of Nintendo's way of doing business. It's a little outside the box. It's a little different. They've decided that this is what people want in the future. This is where the future is going, and they're bringing the future now. It doesn't always pay off for Nintendo, but it appears, if done right, it could pay off for Microsoft. So I think you're right. I think you're going to see those two align themselves much closer with each other as the future goes on, because I think they share some of the same goals.
They can both only win by doing so. There is no downside to either one of them doing so.
Right.
So, and to be perfectly honest, and I don't like to ignite the console war thing because I don't like that, but it's the only way as it stands right now they can compete against Sony. You know, Sony's on a different level when it comes to success, financial success in consoles.
Agreed.
And they're going to have to stand on each other's shoulders to get there. And Sony better be careful.
Yeah, Sony has to be able to look into maintaining or moving forward with some changes as well. Maybe not as drastic, because right now they're the leader. They can kind of, you know, take the path first. But, I mean, Microsoft and Nintendo are looking, it's almost like they're not competing with Sony anymore. They're like, you know what? We're doing this. It's almost like they have a completely different idea of what they want to do than what Sony does.
And I think that's a great thing.
I do too, but I think Sony
has to keep its feet moving, though.
Right. They need to be aware of that and make good choices for Sony, not good choices to beat Microsoft or beat Nintendo when they're not even playing the same game anymore.
It appears that Microsoft is, everyone assumed that Oculus was going to hit Xbox. It seems like that's kind of died down. Oculus, I don't know, is making the best decisions out there. And
it's a bit of an understatement, but okay.
You know, Nintendo has commented about dabbling in VR, and we're going to talk about that here soon too. But you know, Sony has a lock on that market. I love that everyone on the inside is saying that's where that's where they're looking forward.
Yep.
But these consoles are probably going to go in two very different directions, and Nintendo's going to do what Nintendo does.
Yep.
They have always marched to their own beat, but I think they're going to let Microsoft follow real closely behind them while they're beating that drum.
Yeah, I definitely think you're going to see them align.
Yeah.
On a few things as time goes on.
It's definitely interesting. Last week we talked about all the new game releases. I didn't have an updated list for Game Pass. They have released the updates for March. It appears that just 3 or 4 months after release, Just Cause 4 will be coming to Game Pass. It's actually already there.
Cool.
Crazy talk.
Are that you game, all in?
No, I'm not going to play it. That game underperformed. I think Just Cause is fun for like 5-10 minutes. It's not my thing. But that game obviously underperformed, and I hope that this gives it a second life because I think it's probably okay. Lego Batman 2 is also up, and then on the 14th of March, we're going to get F1 2018 and Fallout 4. If you need one more way to play Fallout.
Just in case you might, yeah.
Of that list of games, if I was going to play anything, it would probably be F1. And I'm not going to play that, but I think that's a hearty list. It's an okay list.
It's a pretty okay list considering that they're essentially free with you paying $9.99 a month.
Right. On to the next story. E3, I don't know if you want to call this another blow. It's very obvious that E3 has to change.
Or it will go away.
EA has now announced they will not be doing a press conference. They will still be doing EA Play leading up to the E3. My understanding is they will still have their booth space allowing people to play games, but there will be no proper press conference for this year. That's on the heels of Sony pulling out. You got to assume Bethesda probably not going to do one.
I wouldn't think so.
You know, they have, what, Rage 2, Doom Eternal, you know. The last year, to fill up a press conference, they had to show you teasers for two games that are coming out in like 2028.
Right.
You know, and with the hot mess that Fallout 76 is, I don't know that you want to put Todd Howard and what's-his-face back on a stage, you know.
To talk about what's coming with it.
Rage will be out before E3. Like, I'm just not sure.
I think what you run into is, the reason that you're seeing this kind of thing is just because in today's internet culture, that information is already there. We're hearing about, you know, you're constantly getting early leaks, early rumors. By the time these planned events that are taking, you know, 10 months to a year to put together, that information's already out there in old hat.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I think it's going away, and the most likely party of all is the one who maybe killed E3, Nintendo. Nintendo realized that you could reach your audience directly anytime without
your
having to
way.
Wait. You don't have to wait for once a year. I could just reach them anytime I wanted by releasing a video, and they have trained their audience to be excited about directs and to only watch the directs they care about.
Right.
And then Sony did PlayStation Experience, and they filled up an arena.
They filled up an arena. I've been to theaters for it. You've been to theaters for it.
You know, Xbox did this big Xbox event in Mexico City. Like, it turns out you can just reach your audience without another thing that people spend months and months and millions of dollars preparing for.
Yeah, right. It's right, and it's cost a lot of time, money, resources, and management to get yourself into E3, and you can save a ton of that by just doing it yourself.
You know, it's
you don't need that middleman, not with the internet anymore.
It's not just E3, it's E3, it's PAX East, West,
PAX,
Prime, whatever they call those. It's Tokyo Game Show, it's you know, Paris Games Week. It's
all of them.
It's so many that you have to do. And you got to think these developers are having to stop making a game so they can make a vertical slice so that Paris Games Week has something new to show off.
Right, and the thing is the time between AAA titles or big titles is getting longer and longer, which means all you've got are these little things that unfortunately, most of that audience that's watching this big convention like E3 doesn't care about. They're there for those big announcements, but because of the lay time in between now from, you know, the development time, those big announcements aren't coming fast and furious like they once did.
Yeah, I don't I think that E3 must pivot now if they want to survive, and I don't know what that event becomes. It's still stuck somewhere between what I think Sean Layden was saying. It's still stuck somewhere between a trade show and a consumer show, and it needs to figure out which one of those it's going to be.
Right.
Because business meetings are being done elsewhere. Like, they had the PlayStation Destination, and I'm sure every Destination PlayStation, whatever, I'm sure everybody else has those as well. And, you know, there are events that are more, you know, visitor friendly as far as the packs and everything go. So I don't know what this looks like 10 years from now, 5 years from now. I don't even know what it looks like next year. EA pulling out certainly doesn't hurt you, but it does when, you know, when you're not getting Sony, you're probably not going to get a proper Bethesda. So you've got Xbox, which is, they've gone all in, right? They've done, Nintendo will do a direct, so it has nothing to do with E3. Sony isn't doing anything at all. So that leaves you with Devolver, who has said they are doing their funny little 30-minute thing that they do. Ubi, which will certainly, you know, have some sort of presence. And Microsoft.
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much.
Gerald thinks that G4 is the reason E3 is in the position it's in. And
when they canceled G4 TV, he thinks that hurt.
It's certainly less exposure for the maybe the casual gamer who would watch that.
But who's to say that G4, instead of covering E3, wouldn't have, you know, covered a Nintendo Direct or covered a PlayStation Experience or covered EA Play? They may have found that they had to adjust as well, and you know, they still would have covered E3, but that I don't know that there's really a way to say whether, you know, that would have stopped the problems that E3 is having.
It's just weird. You know, EA is going to show off new stuff. They're going to have gameplay. They're going to have all that. It's just that they're going to have it in their area.
And on their own terms.
Right. So it's going to be people from EA sitting at a desk talking about all the new content for Apex Legends. And that's much harder. It's much harder to convince me to go on a stage in front of everyone and take away my control when I can totally control my message.
Right.
By doing it my way. And I could probably spend half the budget.
Yep.
So this is no surprise to me, but there's another one down.
Another one bites the dust.
That's a thing people say.
It is.
PlayStation had a new update. The latest PS4 software update is now available. 6.5.0. That's not true. 6.50. I added an extra point in there.
You did.
And the main update here is it'll now let you play remote play on your iOS devices. This is already available for Vita, for Android, for PC and Mac. So it's finally made its way over to iOS. And I think this is a neat thing, I guess, if there's a reason. It's still not, I think, the dream people had where they were going to grab their iPad and a DualShock 4, throw it in the bag and go to the hotel and play, you know, whatever, Fortnite. Yeah. And it's still not there.
Nope.
You know, the playing Fortnite on a tablet is still better by playing Fortnite on the device.
Yep.
You know, it's still going to be better doing that. It does not have DualShock controller support. You can use an on-screen. I don't know if you could use an iOS controller. I don't know. You know, it's not a bad thing. The more places you can do it, the better. But, you know, it's not going to work the way I think people want it to.
Well, no, but I also think that what this allows, in this case, Sony to do, is it's baby steps, taking steps to get where they want to be. You know, it's they're already going to have, once they decide they want to go move forward with what you spoke about putting everything in your backpack and going to the hotel. This is all stuff that would have had to have been done anyway. So why not offer it out there and then use it as a stepping stone to where you really want to be? I think that's what you're seeing with all these different remote play options.
I mean, presumably the work was already done whenever they figured out how to make it work on the, you know, the Android side. So,
yeah, but then you got Apple, and Apple's a piece of shit.
What I'm saying is, it's no more work for them to probably bring it over. Gerald's excited about it.
Well, no, but there is different coding and such that needs to happen, I would imagine. It's not just a one-to-one swap.
Much easier than starting from scratch. I bet it was a very small team working on bringing that over. And most of the holdup was probably with certification with Apple, so.
Yeah, probably. But now that they've got that foundation built for the future if they want to expand on that. Which I think we'll probably continue to see as time goes on. You'll see those kinds of things happening.
There's a lot of people with controllers in front of there, but I am almost positive that that does not work.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
They may be using something else to make that happen. That one gentleman has a PS3 controller. So I feel for sure like that's not. Yeah.
Like that ain't a thing.
Yeah. It's a six axis he's got there. Anyways, that's out. If you're interested in it, download the app, PS4 Remote Play. It also, let's see what else we got here. So it says that you can find a Bluetooth gamepad, but it does not say DualShock 4. So it sounds like if you have like an iOS, proper like iOS controller.
Yeah.
It sounds like that'll work. I don't know. It's not a bad thing. Doesn't do anything for me, but it's not a bad thing for sure. Sony also released a free PS4 theme to celebrate International Women's Day. I mostly put this on here because I thought the image was super cool.
The image was cool.
So the image I included is not the U.S. The image that Gerald has pulled up is the U.S. one.
Yes. So
if you want to see, there are two different themes. Only one of them is available in the U.S. territories. I believe that is not the U.S.
Are they still out?
What? Yes.
Are they still available on PS4? Because I haven't turned my PS4 on.
Yeah, they are.
Like,
scroll up to that top one. I believe that is what...
Yeah, I like that one, actually.
I think that is the one that's in the U.S. Now, I'll tell you what I think is very telling. If you look at both of first off...
girl, Aloy.
Yeah, the other one, though...
front and center.
Yeah, I like that. But the other one has a Sat Girl in there, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
See right there in the corner? Look, a little Sat Girl. There's Dream stuff all over both of these. So for anybody out there that thinks that Sony's just going to shit Dreams out, they're dead wrong. Because when they could assemble all the female characters that have been in any sort of PlayStation game, they both have Dream stuff in them.
They do both have Dream stuff in
them. That image I included has those little raindrop things all over it that you create with in Dreams. There's like three of them in the image. There's one up there by the tearaway thing. There's one on her shoulder. There's another one right beside her hands. And there's the character from Dreams.
Way to make everything about Dreams.
In the second one. So it's very telling that, see, that little teddy bear thing on the end is Dreams.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're cool images. It's cool to see Sony put that together. It probably, again, didn't take very long, but it's cool to see them put that together. And I think both of them are super cool. So download them.
Yeah, I definitely want it. So,
the strangest story in today's news, somehow stranger than the Xbox One Sad Edition.
I don't get how I don't understand this one. Go ahead.
Nintendo's announced a new Labo kit, and it appears that it's a VR kit. So this is odd. The new Toy-Con Labo kit launches April 12th. It's got mini games as well as physical cardboard to make a VR headset. So the interesting thing about this one is, so it does use your Switch, which is, here's the first thing that stood out. The Switch is heavy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of VR headsets use your phone, but the Switch is substantial.
Yeah, but this doesn't strap to your head.
This is the first VR that I have seen that has plastic make up a large part of it, so they obviously understand it has to be substantial. But the other weird thing is the VR kit is $80. And they're going to sell these expansion kits for it.
Yes.
So it's not just the VR kit. The VR kit is priced at $80, while the starter kit plus blaster goes for $40. Owners of the latter can pick up the VR expansions for $20 a piece. So it sounds like $80 will get you everything, but you can buy them separately as well.
I just don't understand how this VR is going to work.
There's a weird image. If you search the images, there's this image of a kid staring into a bird's ass that you can find. There it is. See that?
Where?
That white thing? That's a bird. She is peering directly into a bird's ass.
Oh.
There's the elephant trunk one. So the VR is actually behind those objects. The camera one, the VR is like inside there.
Yeah, yeah.
She's putting your switch by your face is all it's doing. But yeah, that one is weird because you're peering into a bird's ass. It's a great image.
Everyone wanted to
do that.
It's
a great image. Look at that. That's just like right in a seagull's ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's butt stuff.
I'm wondering.
That's VR butt stuff is what that is.
I'm just wondering what the VR is going to be like.
That image is good, too.
You know what I mean?
It's probably going to be okay, but this is weird. I don't know. I'll probably get it because I am a collector of the Labo.
Yes, you are.
I own the variety pack. I own the, what was the other one? The vehicle pack. So I own those two. I skipped out on the giant fighting robot because it's too expensive, and I will pick up this VR pack because I do enjoy VR, but I don't know. It's not going to be as good as PSVR or Oculus or Vive.
Right.
Probably won't even be as good as Gear VR. Look at that elephant trunk, though.
I'm super curious. Yeah, elephant. I guess that's an elephant trunk.
That's a camera. You can take pictures.
That is a camera. I understand that's a camera.
And that one's a bird.
And then and you look in its ass.
You got to get in its ass. Okay, so those are the kits. So, yeah, there's the one plus. Is that a blaster, that giant thing that strapped
to its
head?
Yeah, that giant thing is the blaster. That's the blaster.
It's like a dick cannon.
Like a grenade launcher.
Yeah, so that's the blaster. The other kit looks like comes with everything.
You just said a dick cannon.
Yeah. Like it shoots dicks out.
I guess here's my question. Is the dick cannon like a cannon that looks like a dick, or is it a cannon that shoots dicks?
It shoots dicks. This one looks like a dick also, but it shoots dicks.
It shoots dicks.
This has a base, and it also has, like, it flares out at the end.
It does.
I don't
what
know.
Is that? Why is the one Joy-Con, like, what the fuck is it doing up there?
That one's probably for location. The red one is using the infrared to know where you're pointing. So gotcha. One probably tracks the gun itself while the other tracks where it's pointing.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you what, the Switch is smart. Those little Joy-Cons are very smart.
There's a lot to do. They're very versatile.
That blue one probably also vibrates when you pull the trigger or something, give you a little force feedback.
Mm.
I'll buy this. I'll buy it. Good job, Nintendo. You got me to buy some more cardboard. I got to get to that vehicle pack. I did the piano, which was the last build I had on the variety.
Definitely geniuses.
What's that one dude who's got his foot in bear trap? What's that? What on earth is that thing?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He's got like a bear trap.
He's got like what's those?
Is that like a gas pedal maybe?
No gas pedal looks like that. I don't know. They have a much more elegant gas pedal.
Well, no bird looks like that. And you knew what it was.
No bird that you get in there is ass. Hey, there we go. Let me get a look at that picture. The dick blaster, the VR goggles, the camera, the elephant, the bird. It's a wind pedal.
Yeah, I told you it was a pedal of some sort.
What's a wind pedal?
It makes the wind go faster? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. VR, though, it's finally a thing for Switch.
Woohoo!
That's it. That's all I have for news stories. Did I skip anything you want to talk about?
No, you did not.
Okay. Pretty thorough this week, I felt like.
Mm. Speaking of VR, though, apparently Borderlands VR is now, you can now use the AIM controller with it.
That's nice. I've been waiting for that a little bit.
So, that's kind of what was holding me back, too. But I'm thinking I might pick that bad boy up now.
People not loving that game because I guess, you know, so much of Borderlands was experiencing it with somebody.
Yes, that's true.
But I'm excited about... I've never played Borderlands 2, so I think I might get in there and have an okay time with it, because I don't hate first person in VR.
I would wait for it to come down in price.
Oh, I do. I check. This is a fun fact. Another fun fact about me, like the hamster breeding. I check prices of VR games almost every single day.
Oh, I do too. Don't worry.
I check them from Best Buy, Walmart, Target. I check everybody.
I check all kinds of prices on games every day.
I don't do all kinds, but I check VR stuff every day because every now and then you'll catch a VR game for like $5.
Yeah.
Which is why Gerald has the ability to play so many for free.
Yes. And we wouldn't want to take that ability away from him now, would we?
That's going to do it for the news, which brings us to shout outs. Remember, if you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us at the $10 tier or better. We got two shout outs this week.
Yes.
Two.
Our first one. Two. I don't know if you remember, if you listened last week, you remember, I chided a little bit against our good friend Zach. About give us some information about you. I just want to let everyone know that he did give us some information about him. And Zach, I do feel like I know you better as a person now, and I appreciate that.
He gave a lot of info.
He did, and my favorite info that he gave, I think, is that he come down pretty hard on you for saying that Star Wars is overrated, which I can appreciate.
He attempted to change my mind with 52 reasons.
Yes.
Now, one thing that Zach failed to realize. My favorite number is 53. He came up one short of that, which is how I feel about Star Wars. Came up just a little short for me.
Yes. I changed the face of cinema, so you just don't know what you're talking about over there, Ryan. I'm with you, Zach. But his shout-out is that Zach would love to dedicate his shout-out to the most wonderful person he knows. He says, "My stunningly gorgeous wife, Anne-Marie Wimbush. She's put up with all of my delicate intricacies and awkward one-offs. She allows me to be a kid at heart and an adult gamer without any judgment. It's been a wonderful almost 9 years together, a perfect almost 2 months of marriage, and she is literally the best player two a man could ask for." So that was Zach's shout-out, and that was sweet, and that was nice.
That's a great shout-out. The next line is not part of the shout-out, but I'm going to read it also. It says, "Thanks for all you guys do," which we can skip, but it says, "Especially you, Gerald." I just want to work that in there.
Somehow, Gerald, we've convinced people that you actually do something. So,
producer Gerald getting the
you're welcome.
The biggest shout out of them all, right behind Zach's wife. So, Gerald's giving a thanks emoji. Gerald loves emojis. You guys don't know this, but it's the easiest way for him to communicate with us because we also can't hear Gerald. It's not just you that can't hear him. We can't hear him either.
Nope.
So it's all communication through emoji. Mostly it's just eggplants and peaches. But
he does like his eggplants and peaches.
But we know what he means.
Yeah, I mean, it comes together. It definitely comes together.
That's a great shout-out, Zach. It's a smart shout-out. You know, it's a good place to start if you're going to give a shout-out.
It is. It's always good. Your first shout-out should always be the good, safe one to your significant other. I agree with that.
Yeah, so it's a calculated, it's a good, smart shout out. And I believe every word of that. So, we would also like to echo that
yes,
thank you for being a part of the community and you are lucky to have such a wonderful wife. And Gerald's giving you four eggplants and a thumbs up. So yes. You do what you want with that.
And we are definitely taking your word for the fact that Anne-Marie is amazing.
Yes.
Because you said so. We have no reason not to trust you.
Now, look at that eggplant costume. It's pretty good.
Look at that stupid slipper, though.
Not that one. Down, like, two rows to the left there. That one where it's, like...
Oh, that one's good.
Slopes out in front.
Yeah, yeah. I would wear that one.
That's a good one.
I don't know if it looks like an eggplant, but...
No, the kind of eggplant we're talking about, it does. That brings us to our second shout-out. Our friend Thomas. Thomas is back, and he's left us a shout-out. And his is all related to... First off, I can't handle that image. This is all related to what we were talking about earlier with Next Generation. In his shout-out, he says that he thinks the Next Generation for Microsoft and Nintendo looks like a close partnership where Xbox Live comes to the Next Generation Switch. And I think that that's a smart bring-up also. Like, not only will are we going to get Game Pass over there, but Nintendo has proven they don't understand how the online part works.
And Microsoft has proven they do.
Yeah, so he goes on to say maybe Microsoft parts are also available, maybe compatible with the Xbox. I think what he means is Nintendo stuff compatible with the Microsoft stuff as well. They'll share games, he says. Maybe a tech deal with Nintendo of some kind to make the next generation Switch also more powerful. It's all just speculation. But it doesn't seem as far-fetched as it used to, and I think he's hit the nail on the head there. They obviously have a partnership.
Yeah, they obviously see something in the other that can benefit both. So, and they're, I don't, as long as that continues, they will continue to move forward and probably partner on some things.
Game Pass is coming. So, Gerald's got an image up right now. It's Xbox One on Nintendo, and it says "Survive Together." I think that's wrong. I think it's "Thrive Together."
Yes.
I don't think they're just going to survive together. I think this is going to be a big deal.
And I think they'll knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big deal. So
it's going to be huge.
Or huge.
It'll be huge.
Some people say. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it.
It'll be so huge. So huge. The hugest.
You're still putting too much of an H on there. You got to drop the H altogether. Replace it with a Y.
There was no H. The hugest.
Yo, Bigly.
It's so Bigly.
Going to be Bigly.
They're all saying it. They're all saying it. Everyone is telling me.
It's not a good Trump, but I like it.
That's all I got.
Better than what I got, so. I ain't mad at you there. Thanks for the shout out, guys. Thanks for the support. And remember, we love all our patrons, even the ones that aren't at the $10 tier. And there's a few of you too. So thank you for that. Thank you for your continued support. We love each and every one of you. We're looking at you, Garrett and Alan. Looking at you guys. Now, Gerald's got a picture of PlayStation Classic pulled up there. Rest in peace.
Brawlhalla.
Rest in
peace. To be able to get that thing for $40 again, I do believe.
Now, what about a Mega Media Bundle from PlayStation? A PlayStation Mega Media Bundle that includes PlayStation Plus, PlayStation Now, and PlayStation View. So, a game console, or a platform for playing online games, games to play, and TV content. Gerald says 100% he's in. Thumbs up right away.
I'd have to have a price point of right around $120.
Got to be higher than that. Cable's expensive. We're going to $200 minimum.
Oh, yeah, no.
Minimum. What's more likely is a monthly fee and not a yearly price on that, because Gerald's gone thumbs down immediately.
Yeah.
Gerald wants all that for $49.99.
I don't think he likes your $200.
That's low. That's on the low side. Think about your monthly cable bill. You're going to be replacing that.
Fucking free.
He wants me to pay for it. He wants me to pay for it.
Right.
Why's the free emoji? We typed in free emoji and it pulled up the heart eyes emoji.
I don't know. Why's this guy got a zipper on his mouth?
Because loose lips sink ships. You know what I'm saying? Snitches get stitches.
I don't know what that has to do with free, though. That's more like some BDSM shit.
Whoa. Zipper mouth. That one's throwing up green. You should see a doctor. Yeah. You should go see Dr. Emoji and get that fixed. That's my new show that I'm coming out with. It's called Dr. Emoji.
Dr. Emoji, not to be confused with Dr. Mario.
Or Dr. Phil, or Dr. Oz.
Dr. Phil. Or Dr. Oz.
Or Dr. Pimple Popper.
Or Dr. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Or Doctor Who.
Or Doctor, exactly. Exactly. Or Dr. Gray.
What's the Sonic? Dr. Robotnik?
Dr. Strange.
My doctor's name is Dr. Lou. I'll go ahead and provide that information to everybody.
That's is it L-I-U?
L-O-U.
L-O-U.
Yeah.
Maybe
just L-U.
It's like short for Lewis.
he's my primary care. I don't know his name because I don't like him.
Dr. McCoy.
Yeah, he's gone with the real McCoy here. Dr. McCoy. A lot of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Doc Holliday.
That's a great movie.
That's the only Doc we need to worry about.
That's a great movie.
You know why? Because he's your Huckleberry. Doc McStuffins.
Doc McStuffins, another strong bring up from Gerald. Just to be clear, he's done Dr. McCoy and Doc McStuffins now. Those were his two add-ons. Doc Martin, he's gone to his shoes now. A lot of A lot of popular docs and doctors out there. I watch a guy on YouTube. His name is Dr. Mike. He does some pretty funny videos where he watches doctor shows. I'm into people watching a show about the thing that they know about. Like I watched a hacker watch Mr. Robot and other hacking scenes from like Swordfish and stuff. Like I find those to be amusing. To find like real life experts being like, I don't even know what this is. Like that's not even a thing. It doesn't look like that. Dr. Seuss may be the most famous doctor.
Possibly.
Dr. Kevorkian. It doesn't get a lot of love anymore.
Okay, we should probably end it on that one.
Doesn't. Dr. Disrespect, I don't like him either. Not all doctors are good, you know, but they deserve a mention. That's all. That's the one that crossed the line.
You pulled out Kevorkian.
That's the one that crossed the line for you, huh? Dr. Dre.
That's a good doc.
Yeah. I don't want to. I'm just afraid we're gonna skip out on a doctor. Suge Knight was on there, not a doctor.
Suge Knight's not a doctor.
Dr. Nope. Pepper.
Nope. Not a real doctor.
Dr. Scholes.
Doesn't count. I don't know if he's a real doctor or not.
He's a foot doctor, so no. Shout out to foot doctors. Doctor. What about
Dr. Demento?
What's that little sweet right there? You like him?
What little sweet?
Those commercials? A little sweet?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
That's the dude from American Idol, right?
That lost
to Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, the Justin dude?
Yeah, Justin Guarini.
I don't know.
He's a little sweet. Yeah, those little sweet commercials are okay. You can follow us on social media as @PodcastRyan. Dan is @ShirtlessDan. Gerald is @HoffinShow, HoFnsho. Together we are @game_stitch. Twitch.tv/GameStitch. YouTube, just search for GameStitch. Patreon.com/GameStitch. He's got a Mario Kart image up top on Gerald's.
Real life Mario Kart.
That's going to do it, I think. That's it, right? This episode's also 3-2-1. How do you feel about that?
3-2-1, contact.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that. Or blast off. Some people say blast off. 3-2-1, go. That's how we start our show. Or do you do 1-2-3, go?
It's 1-2-3. 1-2-3, go. 1-2-3, go.
Yeah, you guys don't hear that part, but that happens.
No. But you might from here on out.
That's a little BTS, you know?
Behind the scenes is what that stands for.
That is what that stands for. A little BTS action. A little sweet, sweet BTS action. Gerald's got trophies pulled up, bragging about his trophies again.
I know.
All his free trophies. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Good night.
Over and out.